WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media state.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Families at Madison West High School say students with disabilities were unfairly cut from the swim team. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome. She's been on the swim team for 2 years as an exhibition swimmer. That means because of her disability, she's a member of the team just with some modifications. She has a reduced practice schedule and doesn't score points for the team when they compete. This year, the program has grown and multiple swimmers were cut from the team, including Asha. Her parents say school officials told them Asha would have to try out for a spot with no accommodations for her disability. Supporters flooded a school board meeting Monday night for a chance to talk directly to school board members. Here's part of what Asha herself had to say.
I am fast. I hold all city records and pool records across Madison. Being part of a team makes me feel like I am part of something bigger than me, a community.
The families say another student with disabilities was excluded, too. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West this year. Her dad, Charlie Bergstrom.
There's a silent, nefarious message being sent to all kids that those with disabilities are less than, potentially reversing all the work that the district, the staff at West in particular, that Coach Elmaker has done to foster a culture that's actually in line with the stated goals of the district.
A spokesperson for the district released a statement to multiple outlets saying, quote, "The Madison Metropolitan School District is deeply committed to ensuring that all students have access to safe, inclusive, and welcoming opportunities in our schools. We understand the importance of athletics and co-curricular programs to the educational experience and encourage involvement to the greatest extent possible," end quote. The families are asking the district to reverse course and let the girls back on the team. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A warming trend as we wrap up the work week. Plenty of sunshine expected for today with high temps in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 54. Even warmer on Friday with mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. 86 on Saturday. Currently, it's 59.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
From the assassination of Charlie Kirk to shootings in Colorado, how do we as Wisconsinites take care of our own mental health as we sort through the news? All that and remembering 9/11 next time. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Dom at the controls.
Thank you.
Every morning. It's John and Gordy. It's John and Gordy. They're here. Coffee.
At the break of dawn, get your coffee on.
Coffee.
We're here, and we're asking for your opinions as well. You know, tell us what you think. Our topic, of course, this half hour is going to be Charlie Kirk. So if you have something you'd like to add, text us or voice note us as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get into this a little bit deeper.
You can also call us, 608-879-8255.
Yeah.
7 minutes past the hour, some sunshine breaking through the early morning clouds. Highs today in the mid-70s, right now 57 degrees here. Checking the WMDXradio.com website, the poll question is still up for today and tomorrow. What's the most challenging part of getting to the Dane County Farmers Market? Finding parking still leads the way at 41%. The others along the line, bumping into 47 people you know before you can even get once around the square. That's at 25%. And then waiting in Stella's spicy cheese bread line and accidentally buying too many kohlrabi, those are both at 16%. You can always check out the poll at WMDXradio.com. Coming up in our next half hour, Jim Santel will join us, attorney at law.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about what's happening at the Supreme Court and anything else that comes up legally. All right, let's get into it.
All right, everybody knows that Charlie Kirk was killed on a campus yesterday, Utah Valley University. He was speaking there, debating as he always does. He does his presentation. He asks for people to disprove what he's saying. And mm-hmm. I think this was one of those events. Prove me wrong was posted up all over the place.
Right.
And I just want to mention this about social media. I'm a little disturbed by social media in this case, because I was directed to Facebook to watch Charlie Kirk get shot. Mm. And I didn't think that they would allow those posts to be on Facebook. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't think this is something we all need to see.
Right.
If you want to see that particular video, I guess you could do a deeper search, but not as easily accessible as something like Facebook. There's just something wrong now with the ability to not have to screen anything that they post on Facebook at this point.
Yeah, you know, there's 3,000 people at this event, and you know how many cell phone cameras are rolling or are recording.
There were a lot of them.
Tons of them. Now we're seeing all that video, and once it's on the internet, it's there.
It is.
You can't. I don't know that they have any kind of delay to control that kind of video.
They can take it off once they notice it. Once it's there, they can take it off. I'm not for censoring. I'm for taking brutal videos off. You don't need to see something like this. You can certainly read about it if you want. But to see it, I don't know. It just seems that this whole thing seems wrong. This is, seems like we would not have seen this maybe 10, no, okay, a year or two ago. Mm. We would never have seen this on there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of people would call that censorship. I don't think we need to see brutal, bloody killings on Facebook or on any of these social media sources, or the major ones at least, right? Yeah. You can search out on other, you know, darker web sites if you want.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but again, once it's out there, it's, I don't know how they should be able to patrol it, but I don't know if that they have that kind of control.
I would say it's really hard to as well, because I've seen, you know, I've already seen lots of videos of it get taken down.
Yeah.
But so many people repost it and bring it back up, it's almost impossible for the algorithm to contain all of those videos.
Well, it's just my big complaint. I was a little surprised that somebody said, hey, go to Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I did. And I pointed my MAGA friend in Milwaukee to go there and check it out. Gave him a link to it. And just spread it around myself. What the hell, right? But anyway, quite a reaction from the shooting. Trump had a comment. He came out with a video, and let's listen to his commentary here. This is Trump.
To my great fellow Americans, I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight, all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate. This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Joyfully.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
All right, I just want to interrupt here because Charlie Kirk has some interesting friends. These are white nationalists that he's hung out with, he's had on the show, he's talked to. He spreads that word. That is part of what Charlie does. To hide that and to portray it as something happy and go-lucky, and he goes around talking to people and getting their input. I think, you know, the fact that he went around trying to disprove other people and make fun of them for their answers, for what they believed, you know, it goes both ways. And this praise is a little over the top, but let's continue. Yeah,
especially the word joyful.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country.
Okay.
Radical.
Going after the judges, right?
Yeah.
Who the hell is going after the judges, Trump? Trump goes after the judges. He vilifies them. They dox the judges and his wife and everybody else in the family. He's promoting this.
Yeah.
And he's acting like, well, you know, the left is doing this. He's blaming the left right away. No one knows who the killer is yet.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. And nobody's a bigger promoter of hate speech than Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Let's continue.
To our country, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died. Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come. Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close.
I live like a capitalist every single day, Cenk. Hey, I live as a capitalist. Hey,
okay, just hold on. Just pause it here. Pause it here. Yeah. I want you to play the next cut, not that. That kind of runs into this cut that I definitely want to play, okay. And that is cut 68. Hold on to that just a moment here. I want to say something first. Look, it's a horrible thing that happened.
Yes.
We don't want to silence people this way, obviously. You know, it's a tragedy, even for anybody on the right, especially a guy like Charlie Kirk. No one deserves anything like this. This is horrific. This is not free speech. This is the worst way you could certainly deal with the opposition. We don't want to see things like this happening. I mentioned to Tim Slecker how I think a lot of the people on the right wanted to actually promote stuff like this, that their lives were in danger if they spoke on campus. They suggested this. And if you suggest something like that, it's going to make somebody think, hey, maybe I should try something like this, shoot somebody. We don't know who the shooter is. We don't know if they're from the left, the right. We don't know who they are. To assume this and to say this is a misdirection play, and I think it's just, you know, using it for their political advantage, period. Now, I want you to get an idea of what Charlie Kirk does talk about, what he does say. Let's listen to this track.
I live like a capitalist every single day, Cenk. I live as a capitalist, okay? I live what I believe. What do I do? I get charity every single year.
Crime, like, I'm sorry, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Because of DEI, it begs the question, when you see a black pilot, you wonder, you say, I hope they are qualified. If I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence, or is she there because of affirmative action? It almost creates thought patterns that are not necessarily, no one really cares when it's HR managers. No one cared when it was, you know, just kind of paper shufflers or even engineers. But now when it's like, wait, hold on a second. You're going to remove my appendix and you're a black lesbian.
Charlie Kirk.
Amazing stuff.
Wow.
So that's the kind of stuff we talked about. And so I think this praise goes a little over the top, you know, flags at half mast, as Trump always puts it. Instead
staff.
Of staff, you know.
Right.
Let's go to the phones right away. We've got Charles from Milwaukee on the line.
Yep. Charles, good morning.
Charles.
Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I hate that he was killed. I am not a fan of guns. I tell anybody that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for his family, his kids. He spewed hate. There was nothing positive about this guy except for he spewed hate. He denigrated people of color, people that didn't look like him. Yeah. I'm concerned about where is the outrage for the kids that were shot at school yesterday?
Yes.
The right never seems to be outraged by kids being killed, whether it's kids in inner cities, whether it's kids that are at school, whether it's kids that have gotten a hold of a loaded gun, playing with it, and it goes off. Where is the out? I'm on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, I got friends that were, oh, Charlie Kirk, yes, I feel sorry for him. But not one of them said, but three kids were shot at a school today where they went to go learn, not spewing hate like this guy did every day.
Mm-hmm.
These were innocent kids that were gunned down, and hopefully they won't die.
Yeah.
No outrage about that from the right. The president, who spews hate every single day, had the nerve to say the things he said yesterday, like this guy was just this humble, great guy.
Yeah.
This guy spewed hate every single day. He should not have died for it.
No.
But Charles, he was no champion of the American people.
Well put, Charles.
Yes, well appreciate said. It. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your call. 19 past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk with Jim Santel. We'll have more of your phone calls.
I have a quote from Charlie Kirk that'll put all of this into perspective, okay?
That's coming up
next.
Stay with us.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With no more kings.
We're going to elect a president.
No more kings.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more kings.
We're going to run things our way.
No WMDX, John and Gordy, 92.7. We're talking about Charlie Kirk this morning. Getting a lot of feedback here. We've got a few texts. And, Carrie, I'm going to play a cut that you suggested here. Charlie Kirk said this a while back, and I think this puts everything in perspective. Let's listen.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational. Nobody talks like this. They live in a complete alternate universe. Sure. So then how do you reduce? Very simple. People say, oh, Charlie, how do you stop school shootings? I don't know.
That's it.
I can't stand the word empathy, actually. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term that does a lot of damage. But,
yeah. You know, it's just that. Don't know. I mean, he pretty much predicted.
Yeah.
What would happen.
Right.
And it's just, it's shocking. In fact, this last discussion that he had just before he was shot.
Yes.
Was all about guns.
Mm-hmm.
The question from an audience member, do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years? And Kirk says too many. The same audience member went on to say the number is 5 and proceeded to ask if Kirk knows how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years. Kirk said, counting or not counting gang violence? The actual answer is 5,700. So I have this cut from Nancy Mace. She was asked a question about this Congressperson, Nancy Mace. Let's listen to cut 64. 5, I believe. Let's hear it.
I'm going to say this. Democrats own what happened today. I am devastated. My kids have called panicking. They probably, all the kids of every conservative in the country called panicking. Just because you speak your mind on an issue doesn't mean you get shot.
Then do, by that logic, do Republicans own the shooting of the two Democratic lawmakers in Minnesota?
Political,
isn't this on both
sides?
Are
you kidding me?
No, I'm asking
you. We don't know what condition Charlie Kirk is in right now. Some raging leftist lunatic put a bullet through his neck, and you want to talk about Republicans right now? No.
No, I'm asking you.
No, not at all.
You said the Democrats have
owned it
too.
No, this is on, Democrats own this.
But isn't there a problem with political violence across the spectrum?
Yeah, we're talking about Charlie Kirk right now.
Yes, so we don't want to talk about, what happened on the right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to do that. How about this? This is cut 66 from Jesse Waters, Fox News host. Mm. Listen.
Trump gets hit in the ear. Charlie gets shot dead. They came after Kavanaugh with a rifle to his neighborhood. They went after Musk's cars. They just shot two Jews outside the embassy. Think about it. Scalise got shot, barely survived. It's happening. You got trans shooters. You got riots in L.A. They are at war with us. Whether we want to accept it or not, they are at war with us. And what are we going to do about it? How much political violence are we going to tolerate? And that's the question we're just going to have to ask ourselves. Now, wow. Charlie wow. would want us mm-hmm. to put as much pressure on these people as possible. Dana nailed it. This is unacceptable. And has to stop. And it has to stop now. And everybody's accountable. And we're watching what they're saying on television. And who's saying what? The politicians, the media, and all of these rats out there. This can never happen again. It ends now. Greg's right again. This is a turning point. And we know which direction we're going.
Mm. All right.
That was Jesse Waters from Fox. Steve Bannon also declared this is war. I saw a clip of him. Mm-hmm. Alex Jones, same thing.
Same thing.
This is war. This is them against us.
If they could just say the same thing after a school shooting, then they'd have more credibility. I'm sorry, I don't believe any of this crap. Mehdi Hasan put out a list, by the way. He put out a list of the shootings from the right, okay? The man who targeted and killed Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman. Was a Trump supporter. The man who targeted the home of Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro for a Trump supporter. The men who wanted to hang Pence were Trump supporters. The man who targeted and killed the son of Obama-appointed District Judge Esther Salas was a Trump supporter. The man who tried to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and assaulted her husband was a Trump supporter. The men who were convicted trying to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer were Trump supporters. The man who sent pipe bombs to the homes of Obama and Biden was a Trump supporter. There's no equivalent or even similar list of Obama or Biden supporters who have carried out similar murders, attempted murders, or violent acts. That's according to Mehdi Hasan, who put out a list.
Yeah, well, that's says it all.
It does.
That's quite the list.
It does.
Yeah.
And then we had Scott Ross, who we have to have on this show as a guest, a Wisconsin political commentator. He found a post from Derek Van Orden, while Democrats at all levels are publicly condemning the political violence, Van Orden is threatening political violence.
Yeah.
So it's just one thing after the next here. It's, it's back and forth.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're really not getting to the actual problem, and that's called guns.
Yeah. Political violence is bad on both sides. And it's...
That's right.
It's ingrained seemingly in our culture. Because of guns and they're readily available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they haven't even found the man who shot Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And but they're jumping to the conclusion it's somebody on the left.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't... The thing is that violence like this is going to happen because people are instigating this violence. How many times have you heard Trump go after Democrats and liberals and woke? Mm-hmm. Anytime they say woke, they're talking liberals, and they want to get rid of woke, which means they want to get rid of liberals. This is getting dangerously out of control.
29 past the hour. Jim Santel will join us after the Midwest Food and Farm Report on WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young. Stay with us.
Tell the ones who hear no sound, whose sons are living in the ground, peace on earth. Know who's the wise, no one cries like a mother cries.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've probably felt it yourself, overdoing it a little bit with beautiful weather. Well, guess what? As the harvest season approaches, farmers need to listen to their bodies as well. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday, and a couple tips on what to pay attention to. That's just around the corner.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Dr. Jay Makovic is part owner of Belleville Chiropractic and Wellness Center. He grew up on his family's farm in Muscadet and understands firsthand the hard work and dedication that farmers pour into their livelihoods. But as the harvest approaches, he also reminds farmers, listen to your bodies.
I think we're seeing more injuries, low back strain, low back irritation, nerve irritation, disc injuries, and also a lot of soft tissue injuries from that static position when they're in these pieces of equipment and machinery. And we're seeing that they're doing this for such long periods of time that their ability to recover and for that spine to be really be resilient, it diminishes. We have to really be able to communicate that first and foremost to the patient that I understand, again, being a farmer, that's going to happen. We have to better educate and empower the patient to that it's not the end of the world.
Mostly, Dr. Jay Makovic from Belleville Chiropractic and Wellness Center says he wants farmers to acknowledge when their bodies need a rest, need a break, maybe even need a visit to a doctor. And remember, movement is medicine, motion is lotion.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
And if you're looking to reward yourself at the end of that hard working day, the Wisconsin Beef Council, in partnership with Gather Wisconsin, has got a new tool that might help, the Prime Rib Trail. It's a statewide guide to supper clubs and restaurants serving prime rib. Right now, they've got 16 locations all across the state that dot the map, but they're looking for your input and more. It's available now at beeftips.com. That's literally a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbans. A warming trend as we wrap up the work week. Plenty of sunshine expected for today with high temps in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 54. Even warmer on Friday with mostly sunny skies with a high of 83, 86 on Saturday. Currently, it's 59.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman. So you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
I've got a little personal business to attend to, but don't worry. We've got a special re-airing of Girls Rock and then a best of curated just for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, Dom at the controls, time once again for,
yes,
Amicus, a law review.
Yes, we have Jim Santel standing by here. It is 7:35, highs today in the mid-70s, right now 56 degrees. Before we get to Jim, Mark has been waiting patiently on the phones here. Mark, go ahead with your comment, and we need you to keep it a little short here. We have Jim waiting for us, but go ahead, please.
Not a problem, brother. Charlie Kirk, who actually didn't mind school shootings at all, and thought that was just the price we have to pay for, considering the Second Amendment is how we secure our liberties. I mean, that our liberties are established by our governments. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. The preamble to the Constitution includes both the general welfare and domestic tranquility in it. Mm-hmm. And these guys have, for a long time, Charlie Kirk and his conservative minions and full thinkers, they're protesting the things that they're protesting in the Confederacy, the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, and the social contract. They do not believe there's a social contract out there. And the shooting of Charlie Kirk was unacceptable, but for these people to say, well, it's declaring war against us, I mean, for God's sakes, they got, Alex Jones talking about this, the guy who denies Sandy Hook happened? We didn't have declared war on conservatives over the shooting of the people in Minneapolis or any other, Giffords was in Arizona who got shot, we didn't declare war then against conservatives because that was a conservative that shot her. I mean, that
Gabby Giffords.
Asymmetric warfare that they're practicing against us is and we can't hate using the word war, but it's got to be a war of words. It can't be a war of bullets.
Yeah. All right.
Well said.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
I forgot about Gabby.
Gabby Giffords. Yeah.
That was another
horrible.
Example. I don't want to list examples. We just got to get rid of these damn weapons. And let's talk to
Jim Santel
our guest this morning and find out what your input is, what your thoughts are on all of this.
Yeah,
Jim, what do you think about this?
Good morning, gentlemen, to your listeners. Another profoundly sobering day in the life of America and the history of our nation. We know. Frankly, what the solutions to this are, I'll offer a couple of things. I happen to be there serving as the president of the board of directors of a group called WAVE. Mm-hmm. It is a nonpartisan, nonpolitical group that advocates for rational, reasonable, balanced, and legal and constitutional conditions on the possession and use of firearms. We know going back to 2008, the first time in our nation's history, that in a case called Heller, Antonin Scalia said for the first time in our history that there is a constitutional right to possess weapons individually in the home for self-defense purposes. We never interpreted the Second Amendment that way before until 2008. It was reaffirmed just a few years ago in another case called Bruin. Again, another Supreme Court justice writing for the majority said that you can also take those weapons out into the street and you've got a constitutional right. That's the law in America, and yes, we embrace the rule of law even on a day when we have had these horrific events, plural, yesterday. Mm-hmm. We know what the statistics are. We can all cite them, and we condemn with absolute clarity and without condition everything that happened yesterday as to Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University and the students at Evergreen High School, the many others. It is all unacceptable. It is all tragic. And here's the point of all that. In 418 days from today, you know this well, 418 days from today, we go to the polls and we elect the 120th Congress of the United States of America. That includes 435 members of the House of Representatives. That includes a third of the United States Senate. If you go to the polls and you elect people who are committed to making a difference and changing what happened in America, you can do it. Why? Because we know what works. We know that if you get rid of assault weapons in America, that happened back in the 90s. We know that the incidents of these kinds of things happen. We know that if you do the gun show loophole and create universal background checks, we know that that works. We know that safe gun storage works. We know that extreme risk protection orders work. I can go on. Wave and others talk about these things all the time. How do we know that they work? Because in those states in the country that have enacted these kinds of things, they have got a dramatically, statistically lower incidence of, yes, school shootings and mass shootings and individual shootings of the sort that we are once again talking about America. America, you know what works. Go to the polls in 418 days from today and elect people who, in their first hours on the 120th Congress on January 2nd of 2027, will introduce legislation and pass it and change America so that we can begin to address these issues. We know what happens. We know it works to respond to it. And we've got it within our purview to make a change here so that Charlie Kirk's and the Evergreen High School and all of the others that we can talk about, 309 mass shootings in America just since January 1 of this year alone, mass shootings, four or more people shot. We can change that. And when the people look back on the history of this time and they're going to ask whether it's children, grandchildren, what did you do? The answer is we knew what we could do. It's effectively like solving a serious medical issue. We've got the solution to it. The question of history will be, why didn't you act? Why didn't you stop to do this? And the answer is Americans have it within their purview to do just that. We've always had it within our purview. Mm-hmm. 418 days from now, you go to the polls and not single issue voters, but people who, again, are rational, reasonable people who will say, yes, indeed, we can enact these things. We can make a safer nation where the Charlie Kirks of the future are not assassinated, where the children at Evergreen High School are not shot. We can mm-hmm. do this, and let's do it. Let's make it happen.
So you head up a group called WAVE, and you're looking yes. at the best ways to control firearms in some way, shape, or form. You know, the right has complained about this kind of control, even though they say guns are a right that we have, constitutional sure. right that we have, but we also have a constitutional right to vote. And they made us right. jump through hoops, one hoop after the next, just to cast a ballot. That's okay, but we can't put a hoop up, one hoop up, for owning a gun, which drives me crazy. Now, here's a point. RFK Jr. came up with another gun violence excuse, SSRIs, and that's a class of medications used to treat mental health conditions like depression and anxiety. While MAGAs blame mental health for shootings and the need for treatment, RFK Jr. is now saying that the treatment and those drugs are turning people into shooters. So you can't even use the drugs nowadays,
right.
you can't treat people with mental conditions because the drugs are creating shooters too. There's no way out of this box.
Exactly. And to those points, that is the solutions that are out there. Again, here's your civics lesson, which I am always inclined to do with the two of you and all of your listeners. I talked about Heller back in 2008, yeah. Bruin in 2015. In both of those cases, you know who told us that your right to carry firearms is conditional? It can be restricted and can be limited by the government.
I know
it's
who
a
you're
fellow
talking
named
about.
Antonin Scalia.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
And he says that, you know what, there's nothing about our decisions. And yes, Clarence Thomas and others recite the same thing in Bruin 3 years ago. There is nothing about the right under the Second Amendment, and it is there. Yes, we can debate whether or not it really is there, but that is part of our constitutional right. law today. You have a personal right to own weapons. you do not have an unconditional right. And so when people say, Jim, I've got gun rights. Yes, you do. Absolutely. And there's also a prerogative, and I would offer an obligation of government to restrict those based upon all sorts of things, including the places and times of manufacture, sale, distribution, use, possession, all those kinds of things. And Antonin Scalia and the United States Supreme Court have said that your right to own and possess and, yes, use weapons in America is conditioned. It is restricted by all of those things. There is nothing about the list I gave before that is unconstitutional. You can do all of those things tomorrow within the ambit of the Constitution, the law. Do it. It's just that simple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Boy, that's well said.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We've got CJ on the line. CJ, what do you got for us today?
Thanks for taking my call,
sure.
Gentlemen. Sad
yep.
day in America.
Yes.
You know, and I've heard some of your callers, they sure don't know Charlie Kirk, because the man preached about God and country, faith, and the love of his fellow human beings. And he called people to the microphone, front of the line, like you guys do sometimes, people that disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him twice, proudly.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone say that he loves school shootings or whatever. He spoke the truth about the black community. Only 20% of kids born in the black community have a father or two parents in the home today, compared to probably 25, 30 years ago, which it used to be 80%. He cared about the black community. He wanted kids to have both parents in the home because he saw the destruction of the family structure. And he preached, he loved to have people dispute or question his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't believe, you shouldn't believe that this man preached hate. Because if you hear him, he's trying to, whether you agree with him or disagree with him,
yeah.
He treated people with respect.
Well, he said that he didn't really trust black pilots. I think there's a problem there. What do you think of his quote where he said,
say
I think
that, guys. He did not
we
say
just played
that.
It. We just played
well,
that.
What he said was, if they're getting extra points, DEI.
He doesn't know that, though. CJ doesn't know that. So to assume
what,
because they're black,
that's what American
do they
Airlines
have that training?
Tried to infuse.
Well, okay.
They tried to infuse DEI. And
all right.
That
Let's
is.
Set that aside for a second. What about his comment?
Okay.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our God-given rights. How about that comment? He became a victim himself at this point.
Well, I tell you what, he did it doing what he believed.
He didn't believe
in violence. He didn't believe that it's okay.
But it's okay for people to lose their lives just as long as we keep the Second Amendment.
I think we should keep the Second Amendment. Legal gun owners and law-abiding citizens.
But some gun deaths every single year is okay. Having some gun deaths per year is okay, just so we have that right.
Well, I tell you what, it's not going to change.
All right.
Legal gun ownership should be allowed in this country.
It should change.
These people that are evil, it's the person that pulled the trigger, guys.
Yeah.
It's not the gun.
No, it is the gun, actually. It was a gun, by the way, a long distance away from a building top. So if he had a knife, it wouldn't have been a danger. All right. Oh, no, CJ, we got to go. We've got our guest here. I want to mention this too, Jim. You're part of a group that is looking at ways to make gun safety better in this country. Your group is WAVE. Has there ever been talk about maybe getting an insurance policy in place to require insurance?
And Jim will give you a chance to answer that question when we come back. Just a quick break here. We're coming right back with Jim Santel on John and Gordy, WMDX.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress East and West in Madison. There's a Labor Day sale going on through September. While supplies last, get a doorbuster queen-size mattress for $299 or a king-size for $399. Ask about their deals on adding foundation. Go to Verlo.com.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, lively politics with 92.7 WMDX.
We can change.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Our guest, Jim Santel from Amicus Law Review. You can hear his show 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. And we've got a few questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of texts here that we want to get to. Pete from Winneconne says, good morning, guys. First, my condolences to the people grieving Mr. Kirk today. While scrolling through the reactions last night and this morning, I was struck by how quickly conservatives went from thoughts and prayers to the left did this with no proof.
Mm-hmm.
Another one from Darren, why are we letting him lie and put these false facts out there? He was talking about CJ,
yeah.
Because we want to hear from CJ. CJ's splaining is too much this early morning, according to somebody. No name there. But anyway, that's some of the input there. I asked Jim about, some requirement, maybe to have insurance. If you're going to buy a gun, have insurance for it and have the insurance companies decide whether you qualified enough to buy a gun. What do you think, Jim?
Jim Santel? What's your answer?
So this is not directly responsible. I will get back to that. There are two kinds of insurance that are out there, and it's not mandated necessarily, but part of our discussion is, of course, about the gun industry itself, and I know it's a broader issue, and it also raises lots of commercial issues as well, but significant as well that in 2025, just a few months ago, the United States Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, Smith & Wesson is sued by the Mexican government, by Mexico. The name of the case is Smith & Wesson versus Estados Unidos Mexicanos. And in the end, the Supreme Court, and the reason why Mexico brings the lawsuit is they say our crime in Mexico is a result of your producing all these weapons in America, okay? We're going after the weapons manufacturers. And the Supreme Court comes back and says, you lose, Mexico. And the reason is, of course, something that we are thoughtful about as we think about all these issues on this somber, horrific morning once again. We have the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act passed by the United States Congress a number of years ago. And it says that domestic firearm manufacturers cannot be sued. And the basis for that is the shield that has been provided by the Congress for manufacturers. And so Mexico loses. And again, it's the other reason why suits generally against manufacturers of firearms fail, because the Congress has provided a shield that does not exist for many other companies and manufacturers out there. And it's just an observation as we think again about the kinds of things that are out there. And so that's one perspective. You know, there are two categories of insurance generally: property coverage for the firearms themselves against loss or damage, and liability coverage for incidents that occur during the firearms use. And some of the policies out there do, in fact, incorporate that, different varieties out there. Yes, the notion is, of course, we're providing insurance to prevent this horrific thing that will happen. Yeah. Let's get to the core purpose issues, which I said before. We can prevent the core things from happening by doing things like background checks and safe gun storage and all those things. Yes, you put together the package of things that address this. Those are several of them.
Jim, and to your point, you know, we were talking during the break about, putting laws in place. And I mentioned this, that in Australia, before 1996, they had no national registration system for guns, no ban on semi-automatic weapons. There was a horrible situation where a number of people died due to gun violence. It was a mass shooting. And then they put laws into effect, because they had inconsistent state laws. They put those in effect. They put in registration. They put in all kinds of background checks. And the gun deaths, went way down. And, Australia, right. I mean, what is it going to take? You know, when is it going to happen that the United States wakes up? This can be done. It can happen. It happened in Australia. There's other places around the world that don't have near the level of gun violence that we have. You know, what's it going to take?
And there is our actual civics, our government laboratory right there.
Yes.
We know it works. Implement it, right? For what it's worth, just to add one more thing about the insurance issue that you asked about. Mm-hmm. The other piece of this, again, liability insurance for legal liability, it's always does not cover intentional or illegal acts. Insurance companies do not want to be insuring people who are engaging in intentional illegal acts, including, obviously, homicides and attempted homicides of the sort we saw yesterday. So it's an interesting issue.
Yes.
Also underscoring, what are we doing in America? What are we doing in America? We're even having that kind of discussion. It is very, very troubling, as you both have so very well and eloquently.
We touched on it right away, the fact that, the Second Amendment was misinterpreted in the first place, thanks to Justice Scalia seeing something that no one else ever saw in the Second Amendment. In fact, it almost seems like the Second Amendment doesn't really apply anymore because we don't have some of the, the laws that were needed back when the country first started, right? So I don't know.
And again, the real focus on, if you look at some of the history, and Scalia, do historical analysis into that conclusion nobody had before 2008. But again, we focus upon the notion of the right of people to put together a militia.
Yeah.
That's always been the discussion.
Jim, we got to leave it there. Sometime we'll have to go back and hear what Warren Berger had to say back in the 60s.
Too. Oh, yeah.
That's
we
a
have
great
that
clip.
We have that clip.
We'll have to get to that some other time. Jim Santel, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow on the show, it's our 500th episode. Rocker will join us. Also, Savannah Tomei Olson. Pam Yonke will be here, and a surprise special guest tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
I don't even know about the guest.
I know. Yeah. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a good day. So long. As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Law enforcement scrambling to find the killer of Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old leader of the most powerful conservative youth organization in the country, Turning Point USA. Kirk was answering questions from the crowd at a rally on the campus of Utah Valley University when a bullet hit him in the neck, killing him.
We were like 15 feet away, and I thought like the shot was like a firecracker or something. It just didn't seem real.
Mia Grant, who was at that rally, President Trump calling Charlie Kirk a good friend and calling for flags to be flown at half-mast in honor of him. Official commemorations are beginning this hour in New York City and at the Pentagon, marking 24 years since the 9/11 attacks. A ceremony begins next hour in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 went down. We are finding out this hour new inflation numbers, including on the Consumer Price Index. The Fed meets next week to decide on interest rates. This is ABC News.